Welcome to another edition of The Damn Truth. It's your girl, B. So when I started this podcast several weeks ago, I had no clue where this was going to go. I just knew I had things on my mind, things that I wanted to share. And a friend encouraged me to think about how I could take my perspective and put it out into the world. He felt like I had a fresh, innovative perspective that people needed to hear. So I started just one Saturday morning. I woke up and recorded the first podcast. As I've gone about this, I've started to think about, well, what really do I want this to turn into? And I want this to grow. I really want the damn truth to become a movement. So we're starting a new format this week. And the first part of every new podcast will be called Marinate on This. So we'll have something that I'm going to leave for you to marinate on, to think about. Then we'll have a song of the week, and then we're going to get into the damn truth. So with that said, let's get started. So all week long, we've been listening to people bash and hate people of color, people of different religions, primarily those of Muslim Islamic faith. And I've started to think, where has this hatred come from? Because if you ask most people, they'd say we live in a post-racial society. I think we're all starting to realize that that's a lie. So the thing that I want us to think about as we think about the things that have been said, like blacks need to go to slower schools. Thank you, Chief Justice Scalia, for that piece of ignorance. And then Donald Trump saying that we need to ban all Muslims. Again, more ignorance. But where is this coming from? Did it just start? Is this the way that they felt before, or have they been hiding it? I have my opinions, and I think they've been hiding it the entire time. But I really want us to think about, what is it that's causing this hatred to rise? What's causing people to now come out and say these things in public? And let me tell you, I'd rather you tell me that you don't like me than to hide it and pretend to be my friend. But at the end of the day, we cannot continue to live in a country where hate exists. I think there is a fear of the browning of America. And so there are people that are trying to recreate hate and take things back to where they used to be. So if there's a mass of people hating those and fearing those who don't look like them, who have the potential to become the majority in a few years, then things can start to be put in place to make sure that doesn't happen, that they don't lose control of this country. So I'm going to leave that for you to marinate on. And you tell me, what do you think? Where is this hatred coming from? Sound off by tweeting me at BBEA Williams APR. Again, that's BBEA Williams APR on Twitter and Instagram. So let me know what you think. Now to our song of the week. All right, so this song is actually a song that came from Empire, and I thought it was just a very powerful, no pun intended, way to express some of the things that are happening right now, to really push us to think about the role that we play in making change. So here it is.
Talking about it, we won't just stand here in silence. Can't stop the fire from rising. Whoa.
People, don't you be afraid. So many innocents slain. This is an era for change. Change.
Malcolm's probably turning in his grave.
Powerful, and so.
actually a really beautiful song, and I'm so thankful for Empire, Jussie Smollett, and Alicia Keys for giving us that song. So that's our song of the week, guys. I really just think that we have to think about how powerful we are and what we can do to make change in this world. That being said, I want to start a conversation this week's The Damn Truth, talking about SNAP benefits. So we know what that is, right? SNAP benefits is basically EBT, food stamps. So several weeks ago, I found this article online about 15,000 people in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, I believe, that were about to lose their SNAP benefits. And I was outraged. I was like, wait a minute. The system keeps trying to keep us down. Because honestly, if you are on any type of government assistance, the moment you get a job, it could be $9 or $10 an hour, they're cutting your benefits back. And so it really is a situation where it's easier to stay on the system than to get off the system, because at $9 or $10 an hour, you can't live anywhere in this country and live a good life, a decent life. And I'm not even talking about balling or being able to buy Prada and Gucci. I'm talking about being able to buy milk, bread, cereal, and pay rent. $9 or $10 an hour is not going to do that, especially if you have a family. So I started to think about what I was going to say, and I did some investigation and found out exactly, you know, what the formula is for SNAP benefits for those who have the benefits. So let me just explain this. What's happening around the country is they're going back to the able-bodied person, or some acronym that they have. Basically, if you don't have any kids and you can work, you get 36 months. You get 3 months of benefits in a 36-month period. So basically, you get 90 days in 3 years if you haven't found a job. But again, it doesn't matter what kind of job you find. Even if you're single at $9 or $10 an hour, you're not making it out here in America. And I don't care what city you live in. So that being said, yes, the system is designed to keep us down. But I started thinking about this even more. And what I said was, at the end of the day, no, we don't want to keep people. The system doesn't want to keep paying for people. But it creates a situation where you have to be dependent, and it doesn't allow you to get off and live a good life. You may be able to reach middle class, and that's if you work really hard, work 12 jobs, and at the end of the day, you're going to neglect something. And many times for us, that means neglecting our kids because we're in single parent households. So that said, I said, well, what is it going to take? And what it's really going to take, y'all, is us taking care of ourselves. So a few weeks ago, Roland Martin had several people on his show. And one of the people, Brooke Stevens, has a book, Talking Dollars and Making Sense, A Wealth Building Guide for African Americans. And so she talked about the lifespan of a dollar in different communities. The lifespan of a dollar in the Asian community is 28 days. In the Jewish community, it's 19 days. And in the African American community, it's approximately 6 hours. I want you to marinate on that too. 6 hours. We get money, and within 6 hours, our money's gone outside of our community. We can't do that. We have to learn how to support each other, take care of each other. We have to learn how to buy black and give back black, right? So if you have money, you need to be giving back black. So that means giving back to people, organizations, and things that are directly impacting our community. If you think about who's on SNAP benefits, even though they'll tell you there are more white women on SNAP benefits than any other, I want you to think about, are there the ethnicities? Are there a lot of Jewish people? No, because they take care of their community. Asian people? Not really, because they take care of their community. We need to learn to be like them, to circulate that dollar in our community, to take back our money into our community. We need to buy black and give back black. That's part of the reason that my colleague and I, Jennifer Daniels, founded Give on the 15th. Our goal is to help start thinking about how we reinvest in our community. We have to start advocating for ourselves. We have to start creating PACs and putting people in office who can help us. But we also got to put that money back in our community. So remember, we're going to buy black and give back black. And once we start doing that, y'all, I think we'll start seeing some changes. So that's this week's The Damn Truth. Buy black and give back black. That's the only way we're going to get out of this mess that we're in. And that, y'all, is The Damn Truth. Make sure you check out The Damn Truth each week at thedamntruth.info. And tell your friends, share, and hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope. I'm at BBEA Williams APR. Talk to you next week. Peace.